This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, Mike Adams stepping in here for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. Welcome. We are going to be taking your calls today. However, we want to focus exclusively on the coronavirus pandemic. I have a lot of new information I'll be breaking this hour on the show, but I'd like you to call in if you have information about this pandemic, what's happening locally or regionally, things that you are seeing. Especially if you're a healthcare worker or a first responder, call us at 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Calls only about the coronavirus pandemic. I apologize to the callers who were holding about the State of the Union address. That's not the topic of this hour, even though some great callers last hour. I really enjoyed listening to Owen and many of the callers and the points raised by the callers as well. But this hour is going to be the coronavirus pandemic. We have a lot of very important information breaking now about that. This morning, Zero Hedge rolled out an article that we have confirmed through our sources in Taiwan. We published it now. It seems to suggest that the actual number of infections may be 155,000, according to the Chinese government's own secret statistics, and that the deaths from this coronavirus pandemic in China alone may be approaching 25,000. And as we continue the show here today in this hour, I will explain exactly where those possible numbers are coming from. It seems to be that China has two sets of data. One set is being recorded privately in their own databases, but then there's a second set of data that's much lower numbers that's being given to the public. We will cover that. Also today, some more highlights from the Francis Boyle interview that Owen Schroyer conducted last hour. There is a lot of important information from Francis Boyle that we need to get into about the biological weapons program and how it's proceeding in the United States, and even how 9/11 was a type of cover in order to relaunch biological weapons development in America. Also, as we publish on Natural News today, it appears that the WHO wants the pandemic to succeed. I'll get into that story today as well. And what I mean by that is they are actively encouraging all countries to stop blocking flights and passengers from China. They seem to want, the WHO seems to want this pandemic to spread. And today on the show here, I will be talking about why that is, the big theory here, depopulation. Why would the World Health Authority be, quote, up to their eyeballs in bioweapons research, according to Francis Boyle? Why would they want the pandemic to spread? Why would they not want countries to defend their borders against this outbreak? We'll get into those reasons. You may already know some of the answers yourself. Also, some of the videos coming out of China appear to depict that the payload of this virus is almost acting like a nerve agent. I'm not saying it is a nerve agent, but the symptoms and the sudden deaths that are occurring among people who are infected appear to be to have such a sudden, rapid onset that it's like they were attacked by a nerve agent. Some people are going into paralysis and death apparently in less than 60 seconds. And this is why people are dying all over the streets and sidewalks in China and why those videos are leaking online. We also have quotes today from an expert that I will be reading, an infectious disease expert who says this is going to go global. This cannot be contained at this point. It's eventually going to get into every country in the world. And wouldn't you know it, just as the CDC was sort of celebrating no new infections for a few days, Wisconsin just confirmed the 12th case in the United States. That's right, the 12th case of confirmed coronavirus infection in Wisconsin today, which brings up a huge assortment of questions. How did it get to Wisconsin? And why wasn't it diagnosed earlier? And who else has not yet been tested? We'll cover all these questions, plus your calls and more, as we continue here on The Alex Jones Show. Be back in 60 seconds.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
You wake up in the morning and the light is...
Mike Adams here, continuing the fourth hour. Thank you for joining us. If you're just joining us, this hour will focus entirely on the coronavirus pandemic. We have new analysis, new information, some of it coming from my staff members. We have an office in Taiwan. Many of you know my wife is Taiwanese. I speak Mandarin Chinese, even though I don't read the language because I didn't memorize all those symbols. But I do speak it. I lived in Asia. We have staff on the ground. We're getting a lot of good information and confirmations of information that's being reported by other sources. I'll be bringing that to you today. We're also going to be taking your calls, and we're going to go shortly, not right this instant, but Johnny in Denmark, stay on the line. I'm going to go to you next. I just want to say, before we get into the calls and into the full details of this hour, my job and my intention here is to be as authentic and honest and upfront with you as possible as this pandemic is spreading. And I sort of have to apologize. I have been, I think, too conservative. I think I've tried not to talk about the bigger numbers that I know to be true. And so I have been reporting the official Chinese numbers, which I know to be lies. And it's because we couldn't cite other numbers. What other source is out there that we can cite? And so we don't want to go with numbers that we can't confirm. And that's why I've been very conservative about this. Also, you know, of course, we don't want to put numbers out there if we can't back them up. But now from multiple sources, we have so many layers of confirmation that the Chinese government is lying, and more importantly, that the WHO is in the pocket of the Chinese. The WHO is lying. The WHO, in my assessment, wants this pandemic to spread. I will be covering that today, and I assure you from this point forward, I'm going to go ahead and mention my assessment of where these numbers really are. I'll qualify them and say, this is my assessment, this is my opinion, you know, as a published scientist, as a researcher, as an independent journalist. There may never be official sources that tell the true story, because from what I'm hearing, China is executing citizens who show infections. And the reason that they're executing them is, number one, then they don't have to report them as being infected. They're no longer infected. They're dead. And then once they're dead, what's the cause of death? Well, a bullet. It wasn't coronavirus. It was a bullet. So, gosh, what do you know? The pandemic's not that bad as long as China shoots all the infected citizens. So I'm hearing from multiple sources that that's exactly what is going on in China now. We're talking about a kind of a Holocaust in the making here. Mass deaths, mass graves. I'm being told that the cremation vans are running 24/7 in China. People are being kidnapped off the streets and stuffed into cremation vans and taken to ovens. So yes, I am invoking the imagery, the horrifying history of the Third Reich. We're not there yet in terms of numbers, but the tactics appear to be the same from communist China. People are being treated as prisoners. This is a crime against humanity. This is a prison camp situation. The so-called hospitals are nothing but quarantine prison camps. This is very bad. We're being lied to by China. We're being lied to by the WHO. And I apologize that I haven't mentioned the higher numbers earlier, the numbers that I'm very certain are true. So that's my commitment to you today. It's a massive cover-up out there, and humanity is going to pay the price if we don't get on top of this very quickly. We are the voices that are warning humanity, and we are the voices that need to be heard, and yet we are the voices that, are being silenced. Now, with that preamble out of the way, let's go to Johnny in Denmark, who apparently has some comments about AIDS and this pandemic. Johnny, you're on with Mike Adams. Go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Glad to finally talk with you. I've been following you for a long time. We're actually friends on Facebook, and I especially enjoyed your conversation with Dr. Steve Pachenik. I don't know how much you listen to, given how busy you are researching the coronavirus. I don't know how to what extent you're able to listen to the calls on the other shows, but on all three shows, I told them you were my pick for the world's leading expert on the at least publicly available information on this particular coronavirus. And with all due respect to Steve, for which I have a lot, he's a polymath in his own right. But on this particular coronavirus, I think you politely refuted him.
Thank you for your comments, and I agree that I have great respect for Dr. Pachenik, and I don't know how he and I got wrapped up in an unintentional debate, actually. It sort of organically formed, but thank you for your comments. My goal has always been to give you the most accurate information possible. Not always right 100%, but that's my goal. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No problem. The seven people I most wanted to hear from about it beforehand, actually eight people, were you, Nick Begich, Alex Jones, David Knight, Steve Pachenik, and this is before I heard him, John Rappaport, Owen Schroyer, and Dave on the X-22 report, which has some pretty good coverage. And the only one I haven't heard from so far is Nick Begich. But anyway, I don't know if you heard my call to the David Knight Show, my first ever, last week. But just to remind us of things that had happened before which were relevant, I think AIDS is particularly relevant. I formulated this acronym, which I think is very apt because it's SLEAS, which is SARS, Legionnaires' Disease, Ebola, AIDS, Zika, and E. coli. Not to dismiss the severity of this. However, I don't know if you've read this fantastic book on AIDS, written by Rebecca Kulshaw in 2007, titled Science Sold Out, Does HIV Really Cause AIDS? And spoiler alert, the answer is no. And she makes a very good scientific case. She's actually an insider. She was a world's leading researcher on AIDS, and she quit in disgust on AIDS research because it was a virus that wasn't properly identified. There wasn't even an electron micrograph for it. So the ultimate answer was that it's the HIV AIDS hypothesis was false in the sense that HIV was not properly isolated and AIDS didn't exist in the sense that many senses, but one very telling one is that the vast majority of so-called AIDS patients die of, you probably know this, liver failure, which is not one of the 30 associated diseases. And the reason they die of liver failure is the medications that they're given.
I've heard this before. I've heard this before, and I've also read books by Dr. Gary Knoll, who talks about this as well. Just to be clear, as I understand it, we're not denying the existence of AIDS. What we're saying is that acquired immune deficiency syndrome has many other causes, but that perhaps that virus is not the only cause. There's needle sharing, there's sharing of deadly viruses through anal intercourse, frankly, across the gay community. Anal cancer is on the rise in that community. I get your point. Let's bring this back to coronavirus, though. That's the topic right now. How does this relate to that?
Right. There were certain lessons learned from the AIDS, I would call it pseudo-pandemic, and with all due respect to you, and believe me, I have a lot, I think if you read Rebecca Kulshaw's book, you will have some serious doubts about whether AIDS really does exist as a valid diagnostic category. Just for example, the growth curve, there's supposed to be this huge growth curve, and it was supposed to be a pandemic, and it stayed constant. at 1 per mil, in other words, 0.1%, until they raised the medication. Then it went up to 1.1%, and they lowered the medication, and then went back to 0.1%.
Interesting.
So, I mean, I would really, it's an easy read, especially for someone of your scientific background, and I would heartily recommend that you read it. Anyway,
I will. Absolutely, I will check that out. We've only got 1 minute before break, so jump right into it. Go ahead.
I can speak quickly. Now, the three lessons learned were: one, the mainstream media and almost unbelievably pathogen exaggerating medical pharmaceutical conspiracy or whatever complex are almost unbelievably corrupt, lying, and unapologetic branches of the NWO. The second one is, this is good news for everybody: immunity trumps pathogens. I mean, point one. Even in the case of AIDS, which is so dreaded, 0.1% or 1 per mil is not a lot. And three is exposing the corrupt medical pharmaceutical conspiracy or complex is dangerous, even for Nobel Science Prize laureates about their research area of expertise. For example, Luc Montagnier, who was given the Nobel Prize for isolating the virus.
Johnny, we gotta go to break. Sorry to interrupt. You got most of your points in, but we're going to break here. Great call. Good information. We'll be back after this break with more of your calls and more breaking news. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
Check in. All right, more breaking news on the coronavirus pandemic today. Let's talk about the so-called leaked numbers from China. It appears that China has two sets of data on the number of infected patients and the number of dead. Now, this leaked out of an official Chinese government website that publishes the official data, which many experts around the world believe that that those data are artificially low. You know, the official data that says it's, what, 24,000 something and 400 and something deaths right now. 494. The real numbers may be much, much higher, as high as 154,000 infections and nearly 25,000 deaths. And the way that this is being discovered is that this official website accidentally published these higher numbers for a few minutes and then reverted them back to the lower numbers. But as the higher numbers were published, the way we know that it wasn't a typo is because above each of these numbers is another number that shows the growth from yesterday, from the previous day. And it's even explained with Chinese characters. This is the difference from yesterday. And they were showing for deaths, for example, I think it was plus 1546. And for infections, it was plus 20,979. So what this shows is that there's an algorithm that's calculating the difference from the day before. And as an engineer myself, you know, I run software teams. I build systems. I built Brighton.com, or at least my team did, and I ran the team and so on. I understand what this was the database that's running the site temporarily connected to the wrong database table, i.e. the second set of data. So China has two sets of books, you know, just like a mafia organization would have one set of books of all their prostitution and gang, you know, extortion money or whatever, drug trade money. And then they would have a public set of books. Oh, we're just a restaurant or a laundromat or whatever. China appears to have two sets of books. Now, it's impossible to ever get a confirmation of this from China because, of course, they are lying and the WHO is lying. But there are some clues that underscore this. For example, China is right now adding more hospital bed capacity. And according to the Asian media that was translated to me this morning, China is now saying they need 100,000 more hospital beds. That number is consistent with a huge number of infections, such as 154,000, that appeared to have leaked out. Those numbers are probably even low. The new leaked numbers are probably low because, of course, the Chinese government doesn't even have internally in its own secret database, it doesn't even have the full extent of the infections and the deaths fully recorded for all the reasons that we've mentioned already. For example, the number of deaths is artificially low because China is executing some people and then not counting them as coronavirus deaths. The number of infections is artificially low because many of the infections are diagnosed as something different. We also know from multiple sources, including the Epoch Times, that has sources that are high-level people inside the Communist Party in China. We know that there has been artificial scarcity of the diagnostic kits created so that there can't be tests of everyone. And every time we hear stories of people going to the hospitals there to try to get tested, we hear that they're being turned away from the hospitals. They're sent home to die. And so we know that China isn't testing everybody who's infected. And this leads me to now a new assessment that I'll share with you. This is my opinion. This was not InfoWars' opinion or Alex Jones' opinion. This is my opinion. Last week, I said my best guess was that there were 100,000 infections in China. Today, My current belief, my best assessment, is that there are between 200,000 and 250,000 infected people in China. And that's just based on multiple sources. I can't cite any official source. We will never be able to cite an official source. But I think right now today we could be looking at 250,000 infected people in China, and infections are spreading outside the country. We now have numbers growing every day in Thailand, in Japan, in Singapore, Malaysia, and other countries. In fact, there was a quarantine cruise ship just off the coast of Japan confirmed to have at least 10 cases of infections, which means that probably everybody on that ship, I think it was 3,500 passengers roughly in that range, probably every one of them has been exposed, and we will see a lot more positive infections confirmed in the days ahead. Now, we're going to go to some calls now. Mike in Kentucky, I hope you're still on the line. I'm told you have an interesting call about the situation, what's happening there locally. Mike in Kentucky, if you're with us, you're live on the air with Mike Adams here. Go ahead, sir.
And Mike, I had some information I wanted to pass along to you regarding our immediate region is just now starting to see a wave of respiratory and flu-like conditions. But listen, in regard to the aging Plum Island Animal Bio Research Facility in New York, that is being replaced by the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility at the Kansas State University. And that's public knowledge on that site. That site is built, that site is up and running now and will completely phase out Plum Island by 2023. It's a level 4 laboratory, and the husband and wife team that are there are doctors that worked with Ebola research in connection with Fort Detrick, and they're also post 9/11 wrote the Big Purple Book, which is a epidemiology research type of book, but it's a level 4 lab. And one thing short, now I'll get off of here, is that the DARPA P3 program that has been playing with the coronavirus has a civilian counterpart in this Absilla company. And an Absilla representative released about a couple weeks ago that they were working on this. And her statement is, this is just the virus we were working on. So if this
this is just the virus we were working on? Is that, you broke up there. This is just the virus we were working on? Is that your quote? That's what you were saying?
Yeah, you'd have to check the Absilla site, but their press release says to effect that this is just the type of thing we were waiting for. This is just the type of thing we've been researching. So I really appreciate, I'm a new listener, and I appreciate your research. I'm a retired cryptologist, but I have a strong interest still in tech and bio research, you know.
Well, that's fascinating. If you're into cryptographic research, then you know all about secrets, and you know all about sort of asymmetrical information, which is what's happening right now. The Chinese government knows lots of things, but they're only sending a very small portion out to the public, and the public is being deceived by the media, by the tech giants, as well as the governments themselves. Great call. Thank you, Mike, in Kentucky. I appreciate that. We're going to continue to take calls, even though we only have a short minute left here. But let's go to Lauren in Ohio, and we'll continue with you, Lauren, after the break. But go ahead and give us the opening statement of what you're calling about, and welcome to the show, Lauren.
Wow. And you know what? For the gentleman that was just on, I would suggest that he look up the paper Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases by Professor Don Scott. It's an 11-page article on the end of the bottom of the first page. It talks all about mycoplasma as a disease, a weaponized agent, all the different, National Institutes of Health, Centers for Disease Control, Bethesda, Maryland, all the... It's all in there. It's all documented. The CIA, the MK Naomi, the mycoplasma is a weapon dispersed in insects and
Stay with us, Lauren. We're going to go to you right after the break. It's amazing. The callers are doing so much research and finding so much about the whole history of bioweapons development in the United States and the release of those weapons into the wild. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So Just check it out for yourself. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com and it funds the M4. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue at higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Just as the Fukushima disaster several years ago exposed the danger that the nuclear industry posed to humanity, and we're still paying the price for that, and we will be paying that price for centuries, by the way. This pandemic outbreak of an engineered biological weapon is showing how that area of weapons research, biowarfare, offensive weapons, as Francis Boyle has said, how that is a grave danger to humanity. And unlike nuclear weapons, this is a self-replicating weapon system. Once it's released into the wild, you can't control it. You can't recall it. In fact,
It takes on a life of its own, and it begins to mutate, and that's already happening. And we're going to go back to our caller, Lauren, here in just a second. But let me get you some of these just bombshell headlines. This is just some of what we're covering today, my own staff and reporters. The coronavirus is already mutating as it jumps from person to person. Human-to-human transmission is causing an adaptive response, quote, viral evolution, and it may make vaccines pointless. That's already on the books. The United Nations WHO chief sides with communist China while blasting the free world for creating a stigma over the coronavirus spread. So if you believe there's a pandemic, you're a racist. Just imagine that. just imagine that. You must hate Chinese people for being Chinese, even if you're just commenting about the pandemic and the communist Chinese cover-up. This is what they used when Obama was president. You couldn't criticize Obama on his policies because he was black, which makes no sense. We were never attacking his race. We were attacking his hatred for America. Okay, one more headline, and then we'll go to Lauren. The Secretary General of the WHO says that Western nations are withholding coronavirus outbreak data, and the mainstream media is blacklisting that news to keep the public in the dark as the pandemic spreads. The WHO's official position now is that China is telling the truth. America is lying. There's really not a pandemic, according to the WHO now, even though they declared a global emergency just a few days earlier, and that there should be no travel restrictions now on Chinese people, that Chinese should be able to freely enter every country right now, anywhere in the world, even if they flew straight out of Wuhan, even if they're coughing, whatever, just let them go everywhere, according to the WHO. And that you're racist if you try to control your border. Where have we heard this before? From the Democrats attacking Trump, of course. So now border control to stop a pandemic is now a racist response, according to the WHO. That's how political correctness is going to get us killed, frankly. That's how virtue signaling is going to kill people, because these lunatics, they want a virtue signal instead of dealing with the pandemic. Now let's go back to Lauren in Ohio, who just told us about this mycoplasma research. But Lauren, go ahead. You had a fascinating introduction. What was your main point that you wanted to get to?
I just have to go back to what you were saying. Amen to that. That's a four-step program. Obey God, 10 little commandments. Keep your money in your pocket. Don't pay taxes you don't owe. Figure out whether you owe or not. Keep your children in your home, meaning control their education. Don't let these people lie to them. And boycott big business. We don't need to be doing business with these giant impersonal, you know, you talk to a robot, you know, companies. We need to go back to neighbor to neighbor, you know, doing things together, being human, 3D human, 3D interface, and let these computers go. But, okay, so with regard to the AIDS, the gentleman was talking about the AIDS virus, and there is no AIDS virus. I want to read you something from this mycoplasma paper, okay? So many doctors don't know about this mycoplasma disease agent because it was developed by the U.S. military and biological warfare experimentation and was not made public. The pathogen was patented by the U.S. military and Dr. Shai Ching Lo. I believe that's 542820, if I'm not mistaken. 89-page patent on page 87, a list of all the diseases caused by this mycoplasma, which expresses itself depending on your individual DNA and whether or not you're run down. This is a weapon. And here's the part that's important with regard to the AIDS. The Special Virus Cancer Program, created by the CIA and the National Institutes of Health, NIH, to develop a deadly pathogen for which humanity had no natural immunity, AIDS, was disguised as a war on cancer, but was actually part of MK Naomi. Many members of the Senate and House represent. Anyway, it's in that paper that I'm saying, just go and take a look at it. And what you'll see is AIDS, when they were saying there's two structural proteins of AIDS with regard to this coronavirus, you may want to look and see, are you looking at mycoplasma? See, everybody doesn't have the docking site. Like, the docking site kills black people and brown people. What they do, they let it loose in Africa. Everywhere Bill Gates has been, superimpose a map of where they've done the vaccines and where the population, half of it's under the age of 21, because everybody's dead.
You know, you're linking to a big global truth about this, and by the way, your call has been awesome there, Lauren. We're looking at your document right now, but a big global truth about this is that bioweapons research has always gone hand in hand with global depopulation agendas, and we know who's behind that, we know who's funding it, and we know why
they're trying to do it. They hate humanity. These are the same globalists that are pushing abortion, infanticide, destruction of the family. They're pushing hatred against men as if being male is bad, and they're saying that there should be no more mothers and fathers. I mean, this is an anti-human agenda, and biological weapons is just one of the forms that this takes. So thank you for your call, Lauren. That's really fantastic. Let me bring in something else here, and then we're going to go to one more call in this segment. Here we go. We have an expert now, Amesh Adaja, a senior scholar at Johns Hopkins University Center for Health Security and a spokesperson for the Infectious Diseases Society of America. He says, quote, "It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. There is not a doubt that this is going to end up in most countries eventually." So I've got sobering news for all of you listening today. This has broken containment. It's out of control in China. They're covering it up by fudging the numbers. But as I said in an earlier segment, my assessment is this could currently already have infected a quarter of a million people in China. That's a good estimate, a rational estimate based on the information we have. As a result, containment is likely impossible. And sooner or later, this spreads to other countries in Asia in self-sustaining outbreaks. Seems to be already happening in certain countries, perhaps Thailand, for example. Early numbers there could really explode over the next few weeks. We hope they don't, but that's the trend that we're observing. Eventually, this goes everywhere if these experts are correct. Rebecca Katz, a professor and director of the Center for Global Health Science and Security at Georgetown University, says, quote, "This is about mitigation at this point and keeping the global spread as minimal as possible." You hear that? She's not saying that this can be contained, we can stop it, it's only going to affect China, America's going to be fine. What these experts are saying now is that this is about just mitigating the global pandemic because this is going global. That's the news today. This is very likely going global. There's no way to stop it, although it may take many months to come to the United States in larger numbers. This is burning through the human population now. It's going to continue to spread. Now, I want to go to some additional calls. Tim in Illinois, if you're still with us, my note here says you've got experience in the Army in the 1970s. Tim, we got about a minute, so give us the intro to what you've observed, what you have to say here.
Okay, I'll go real fast, Bob. I was in the Army in the late 70s. I was in Germany. Everybody in our unit got some type of lesions on their face, and they told us, the cadre told us that was some type of herpes. Anyway, it stayed with me until I got out. And then, but I got it in the corner of my mouth, and it wouldn't go away. And I kept applying, like, alcohol with swabs, but it would just scab over, and it would just break out again. And then my mother told me to take acidophilus, and that cleared it up.
Well, that's interesting, perhaps showing exposure of military troops to various infectious agents. That's, of course, part of the history of medical experimentation. Interesting call. We're going to continue to take your calls here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. Going to break right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes to continue. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, we're going to go to more calls here in this segment. The callers have just been outstanding. Thank you thanks to all of you who are holding, and thanks to all of you who called. We're going to go to John in Colorado here in just a second. He's apparently got information about supplies being perhaps wiped out in Colorado there. So, John, you're on here live with Mike Adams. If you're still there, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey. All right. So I had just some observations. I've just noticed, because with my work, I'm on Home Depot, I'm at Walmart, I'm at the post office all the time. And I just noticed, the first thing that I noticed that was weird was there was men in military fatigues hanging out in the aisles that sell, like, all the masks and things like that. They weren't getting them, but they were just kind of like there at the end caps, like,
okay.
I don't know, watching
loitering
or monitoring
for the
or something. Just kind of like, I guess, seeing who was buying them or whatnot. The other strange thing is I noticed a lot of people, I don't know where they're from, but they're obviously of Asian descent, and they're buying up all the masks at Walmart's, Home Depot's. And then also at the post office, I noticed a lot of people with the same descent filling out international customs forms and shipping big boxes. So I can only assume they're shipping them back to China for you know, the shortage. And then
you're exactly right. This is something that we've confirmed from our staff in Taiwan. What's happening in Taiwan is the Taiwan Postal Service is actually intercepting large packages where people in Taiwan are buying or attempting to buy large amounts of masks and shipping them to China because China has a severe shortage. And so the prices on the black market for those masks are very high in China. So the Taiwan government is intercepting those packages and shipping them back to the Taiwan people where they have now daily restrictions. You can only buy 3 masks per day per person in Taiwan. So that's interesting. What else do you want to add there? You were about to say something else?
The only other thing that I wanted to ask you, because I know there's a lot of talk about it being a bioweapon from the laboratory in Wuhan. Is it possible that the Chinese government could have been trying to implement like an experimental vaccine to protect its people against the weapon they're working on, but the vaccine itself may have not protected but actually had like live virus cells in it, and they might have accidentally given it to their people while they were trying to give them an immunity or something?
That's one of the theories that's out there. That's certainly a possibility. That's a theory, you know, the vaccine experiment theory. My assessment, even though I'm not ruling that out, at the moment my assessment is that this was an accidental release of a biological weapon. But it's interesting that Francis Boyle mentioned that he believes that the globalists around the world have already received the vaccine against this pandemic strain of coronavirus via the Purebright Institute. So that's an interesting theory that needs to be looked into. But great call. Thank you for your call. I want to take more calls. Let's go to Tracy in Indiana, that you've got some information about local activity. Is that correct, Tracy?
Yes. Hi, Mike. Are you there?
I am here. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. It's a privilege. Yes, I live in Northwest Indiana between Chicago and Gary. And I was out with my kids, my 8 and 9-year-old on Friday, running my errands. And I saw a lot, this kind of piggybacks with the last caller, a lot of Asian descent people. I've lived in Indiana all my life, never seen swarms of this before. You know, I'm in the grocery store. There's a very overly friendly lady. She says she's been here for a long time, very broken English, saying how nice Americans are and stuff like that. And I'm in the meat section. And I noticed also that our local grocery store had wet wipes there. So call me paranoid or whatever. I walked away from her and went, got some wet wipes. And then the kids and I were making a preparedness run of all things. Do you have Meijer down in Texas?
No, not that's not something. No. Not a retailer here.
Okay, it's like a Target, Walmart type thing. So we go over there to make our preparedness run, and once again, the Meijer is just swarmed with them. And there was this very weird guy, weird situation. We're in the checkout line, and this guy in street clothes of Asian descent was walking back and forth looking around on a cell phone. And that's on the store side of the cash registers. And then on the front of the store where the wall is, the front wall, they're all like loitering around, these kids in like their early 20s or so, on cell phones. Now, like I said, I've lived in Northwest Indiana all my life, and I've never seen anything like this before.
Okay, so, I mean, it's an interesting call. I appreciate your information, your call and the previous call. Basically, what you're both telling me is that Asian people are buying, you know, preparedness gear, which everybody should be doing that. So, you know, I'm not surprised to see people of Asian descent out there buying masks and hand sanitizers and things like that. It actually tells me they're ahead of the curve on this. It makes me wonder, why aren't average Americans out there buying this gear? Because this thing's going global, according to experts that I quoted in the previous segment. And I would not be surprised that, you know, Asian people, and remember, my wife is Asian. I lived in Asia, that Asian people are ahead of the curve on this. They're getting texts, you know, from maybe their relatives or friends in Taiwan or in Hong Kong or in China, and they're actually seeing the news that is being denied to the average American by the mainstream media here in America. So what you're saying, I absolutely believe it's very accurate. But let's remember, everybody should be out there doing that. And you know, your call is great, by the way. Thank you for your call. I also just want to mention, as a you know, a racial profiling type of thing, I'm a little bit concerned that as this pandemic gets a lot worse, we've already started to see, I think in New York, one person beat up an Asian woman because she was wearing a mask. And in Asia, when you wear a mask, you do so because you don't want to be infected. It's normal to see people wearing masks every day on the street, even without a pandemic. People riding their motor scooters down the streets of Taipei, they've got masks on. It's totally normal. In America, the American view of this is that Asians who are wearing masks must be infected. And so what's happening is Asian people, Taiwan people, Hong Kong people, China people are coming to America and they're wearing masks as a measure of protection to try to prevent getting infected. And then some Americans who are not familiar with Asian culture are looking at them and saying, oh my God, that person must be infected. I have to get away. So I want to try to educate people because I've lived in both worlds. You know, I speak Chinese. I want to tell people that Asian people are smart to be getting prepared, and American people are way behind right now. And there's going to be a day where the American people wake up and say, hey, why didn't we go buy masks? Why didn't we buy latex gloves? Why didn't we get colloidal silver or a backup food supply? You know, well, the media was lying to you, and the tech giants were censoring the truth, right? And the government was lying to you as well. And the government people are lying to the president. President Trump is not a virologist. He doesn't know all this stuff. He's relying on people who are lying to him. So I don't blame Trump for this, by the way, but the people who are lying to him. But I just want to mention, everybody, all human beings on planet Earth should be preparing. Doesn't matter if you're Asian, you know, if you're Latino, if you're black or white or European or Russian or whatever. Everybody should be getting prepared right now. And the fact that most people are not getting prepared is probably going to make this worse. And it's the complicity of the media lying to the people right now, covering this up, and even attacking those of us who are telling the truth about all this. The media is going to make this much worse. The media, I'm convinced, the left-wing media and the WHO and the tech giants, they want more people to die. They want this thing to spread. Why would the WHO say, stop blocking infected Chinese people from entering your country? Why would they say that if they didn't want it to spread? So, you know, we've had great callers today. A lot of good information, a lot of analysis, people doing the research out there. You are just the best audience in the world. You're super well informed. And I know that you are out there getting supplies right now, even though most Americans are not. But just realize you are living in a nation of people who are oblivious to the reality of what is happening right now. And most people will remain oblivious until the day they panic because they did nothing to prepare, because they were completely isolated from knowledge because of the censorship and the fake media. And that's why it's crucial to spread the word about InfoWars, get more people to watch this show. Read my website, Natural News. My articles are also republished on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com as well. Summit News with Paul Joseph Watson. Use the independent media to get informed and help people get prepared so we can save lives together. All of us, all over the world, we're all human beings. We all deserve to live. Thank you for watching. Mike Adams here today. War Room is up next with Owen Schroyer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.